Unit 10. Is EQ more important than IQ?
Some psychologists say that teaching emotional literacy in school is key to better behavior and better grades. It's students learning how to understand what other people are feeling and in what way what they do and say affects other people. How do you teach that? Does it just make students more conscientious? And can it boost their grades also? Two people who believe it does and it can are with me. Mark Brackett is the director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence at Yale University, New Haven. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Brackett. Maureen Edkins is professor of psychology at Rutgers University in New Jersey. She's also director of the Social and Emotional Learning Lab there. Welcome to our show, Dr. Edkins. Let's talk about this definition, Dr. Edkins, first. Just what is emotional intelligence?
Well, we've all heard of regular intelligence and IQ tests, etc. And I think the emotional intelligence aspect is our way of being smart in the world. It's the set of skills that we need to get along in our interpersonal relationships.
And Dr. Brackett, this is something we can teach students?
It is. We believe that everyone deserves an education in emotional intelligence because, for the most part, there has been no direct instruction on these skills. For example, how many kids have a sophisticated emotional vocabulary or know research-based strategies to regulate their emotions? How many adults really have this?
Dr. Edkins, how come we never heard about this when we were in school many years ago?
You know, I'm not sure that we valued its importance. Schools are places where many kids are learning new things. And with learning new things comes a tremendous mix of emotions. It's wonder, it's enthusiasm, but it's also despair and frustration. And the science of emotion is teaching us the fact that students' ability to learn is tremendously affected by their emotional state while they're learning.
Dr. Brackett, are we then mistaking some problems in school? Maybe students who are not paying attention, and we think that they are just bored with the subject when there's some emotional problem that's there? Is that what this is about?
In part, it definitely is about this. So using myself as an example, when I was in high school, I was unfortunately a kid who was bullied. And when I look back at my grades, I'm not so proud of them as an adult today. But you know, as Maureen was saying, I was worried about getting home safely. I was worried about whether a friend would protect me in the schoolyard or not. So when our brains are preoccupied with managing our social lives, it's pretty hard to be present and focused in a classroom and learn.
So you could be sitting there in the back of the classroom while the teacher is introducing a complex subject matter, and then the teacher calls you, and you're so distracted by the bullying that happened earlier, the teacher just thinks you're just not interested in the subject when you're really just upset about something.
Exactly. Definitely.
I agree. You know, when students walk into a school, they put a lot of things in their lockers, but the one thing they don't put in are their feelings. They carry those feelings around with them every day, every classroom, in the hallway, in the lunchroom. And if we don't help them communicate and understand those feelings and know how to calm themselves down when they're upset, they're going to have a hard time paying attention to what's going on in the classroom. And not to mention the fact that with the new education standards, schools are going to change in the way in which classrooms have to have in-depth conversation, kids listening to each other, working with each other in groups, peer teaching each other, giving each other feedback. And all of that requires emotional intelligence.
Mark, you've developed something called the RULER approach.
Yes, RULER is an acronym that stands for what we believe are these critical emotional skills, and they stand for recognizing emotion in oneself and others, understanding where emotions come from or the causes of emotions, labeling emotions, expressing emotions, and regulating emotions. We live in a world where kids need to absorb many feelings. And so if they can't label those feelings clearly, then they're not going to be able to act on them appropriately or figure out the difference between being bored and being frustrated. And these are all interrelated skills. So, you know, when you can name your emotion, it's much easier for you to tame your emotion.
Do you have to teach that to the student, to verbally express that and not to be afraid to say, you know, I had a bad day, I had to help my single mom get my siblings out to school today, and I'm just not focused?
We believe that all emotions are valid. We don't value any emotion over another. Of course, we want schools to be positive, but students are going to come to school feeling disappointed and lonely. They're going to come feeling sad and angry, devastated. And what we want them to do is to feel safe disclosing that personal information.
And in what way do they disclose it? How do you get that out of them?
Well, from our perspective, it's necessary to have experienced teams of teachers who are familiar with mentoring techniques, teachers who are trained in handling such situations professionally. We consider it vital to teach students to identify and express their feelings constructively. They need to learn about nonviolent communication, tolerance, how to deal with bullying and cyberbullying. They should be able to negotiate not only through conflicts around their academics, but through issues regarding drugs and alcohol and eating disorders, so that they can negotiate their lives in a much stronger, healthier way. And this is why it's so important that the teenagers know who they can turn to and that they will be taken seriously.
Of course, this implies great structural changes in schools and also potentially in the role of the teacher.
Yes, definitely. But without change, there's no progress. We are convinced that if emotional literacy is woven into a standard curriculum, problems like bullying, bad grades, lack of concentration, and absenteeism can be tackled more effectively at our schools.
NPR News' Sarah White. Thank you both very much.